Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Living with gratitude may be more important than ever. Christy Nelson is Executive Director for Network for Grateful Living. It's a global nonprofit that leverages the transformative power of personal and societal relationships. She's in Rapid City today for the Morning Philip at the Garage. Morning Philip is sponsored by the NUMAD Group with support from the Bush Foundation. Christy Nelson joins us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio inside SDPB's Black Hills Studio. Welcome, Christy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Tell us a little bit about this organization, first of all, so we have the big picture.
Well, we serve a global community, people who are interested in being reminded about the importance of gratitude, gratefulness, living gratefully. We have tens of thousands of people who come to our website, about 100,000 a month. We have a website, gratefulness.org, that's an online sanctuary. And our mission is really to spread the benefits and the gifts of what it means to live our lives gratefully. So being content with what we have, knowing what sufficiency is in our lives, being connected and engaged with others. It's an organization that was a nonprofit organization that was founded by a Benedictine monk, Brother David Steindl-Rast, about 18 years ago. And we've grown and grown and grown. And we're a online sanctuary where people can come and practice grateful living. And we love it.
There seems like, gratitude, gratefulness is a simple concept, but there are layers and layers of it. Mm. Let's talk a little bit about some of those layers. And where do you want to begin? When you said knowing what sufficiency is in our life, that sort of piqued my interest. Let's start there. How does gratitude connect with sufficiency? You don't hear that word very often.
That's a great question. It's really easy in our society, especially this whole kind of insatiable consumer world that we live in. The messaging that we get is that more is better and better is better and you need something new and different and improved, instead of this whole idea of we can be more grateful for what we have, we need less. And that's kind of a radical thing in our world in terms of helping to make a more sustainable world and to build a deeper personal contentment. So it's really important when we can't be grateful for what we have, why do we think that having more is going to make us happier or make us more grateful? So part of it is really learning to know what enough is, learning to know what sufficiency is in our own lives, and finding that reference point by recognizing how many gifts and blessings and extraordinary opportunities we have in our lives, how much love we have in our lives, and we forget to celebrate those things and we take them for granted. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a way to counteract a lot of that prevailing social messaging, is to really live with a deep sense of being grateful.
I don't know how things work in your life, but in my life, if I made an intention, practice gratitude a little bit, the first thing that would come up would be all kinds of challenges to that practice. So I'm guessing that as you continue to work in this field over time, that you're going to be personally challenged in your own path and your own journey in ways that sometimes feel ironic to you. Like, oh, great, I work with gratitude and here I am, mad at this red light or something. But so I'm wondering how just doing the work that you do has sort of helped you grow as a human trying to figure out what is this work that I'm doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such a great joy to be a human being and know that there's no, we're all the same kind of in our struggles and what we deal with, and there's no such thing as being perfect. And so it's trying, a little bit more each day, one more moment of gratefulness each day is a win. They talk about that in mindfulness too. You can't be mindful every single moment of your life. Mm. And, but remembering a little bit more than we forget is the win. And so for me, that's really where I am. The more I can be in conversation with people, the more that I can be in my life in a way that celebrates what already is, the more opportunities I seize to let people know that I love them, what I appreciate, to feel that contentment, the more deeply peaceful I feel, the more ease I have in my life. And that's such a reinforcement, right? So that's when we do things in life, when they come back to us and we feel the immediate, both a challenge of living this way, but also the enrichment of it is very tangible and palpable in my life. So I stick with it. It's really worth it.
On the website, gratefulness.org, are there things that people respond to? Tell me about some of the responses that you hear from people who have visited the website, who then give you feedback about how a certain message or a certain challenge has transformed them, or you know, didn't you know, fell flat for them. What kind of feedback do you get?
Great. We try to do a lot of surveys so that we do get feedback, and we've just done a couple in this past 3 months, and we did a survey this summer, and the testimonials were extraordinary about the impact of gratefulness in people's lives and their direct daily experience. And one of the big things that we hear from people, Lori, is that it gives people perspective. So what people are seeking to remember is to have perspective. So it could be otherwise, right? So right. How do I stay thankful for this that is right now is sometimes remembering what else could be, what used to be, what is true for other people, that not to take our privileges for granted. And a lot of the people we serve are actually people who are dealing with grief in many ways, or loss or suffering, and are very open. I think when people are cracked open, they're really open to gratefulness in an important way, and they seek it. There's that longing that people have in their hearts very much for how do I keep perspective in these really difficult times? And So we serve a lot of people who are going through challenges like that.
Hmm. How about some of those residual emotions then when you are practicing gratitude in your daily life, and then other things come up? You might be sitting and thinking, well, I'm so ridiculously privileged. Here I live in South Dakota. I have health insurance. I have a full-time job. I have people who love me. You might sort of be overcome with your own gratitude and have a sense of guilt or a sense of grief. Or what are some of those residual emotions that come up during a gratitude practice or times where you're just working on increasing your capacity for gratitude?
In our experience, it's more that when people feel overcome by a sense of their own gratitude or the gifts of their life, you know, everything that you mentioned, you know, with the privileges that we have and everything, that it makes them actually feel generous. It makes them feel responsible. So as opposed to going to kind of guilt, my experience is much more hearing from people, I want to share what I have. I become aware of my relative privilege in the world, and I'm interested in helping other people. I want to be of service. I want to be more active on behalf of issues that I care about. So it awakens something rather than making us more complacent or kind of self-important. We talk about gratefulness as being an activator of that sense of social engagement, social responsibility. And so it kind of goes the other direction, maybe as well as what you're saying, but I think that doesn't last long. When you really feel grateful, it's how can I share this and how can this benefit other people?
Right.
And yeah.
There's a flash of that, and then you get to the deeper. What about the days when gratitude feels like a luxury? And you have some experience with this with your own health journey. But, you know, people who are listening who are truly suffering, and they say, well, gratitude is a luxury for you, but I'm not seeing it in my life right now.
Yeah, well, I think grateful living is, we say it's possible in every moment. You can't be grateful for everything. You're never grateful for suffering and for violence and for exploitation. And, you know, there's lots of things we can't be grateful for. But if we can identify opportunities within the challenges in our lives, what can we be grateful for in those times? What's the opportunity beckoning me right now? Where can I experience that? And I certainly did when I was sick, you know. I had stage 4 cancer. What were the opportunities available to me within that to express my gratitude, to love people, to learn, to grow? Those things are never not available to us. And sometimes we can be so caught in seeing what's been taken away that we forget to see the opportunities that continue to be available, or sometimes actually are heightened during difficult times. And so being able to continue to see those things, that's kind of the perspective enhancement, getting beyond the smallness. Sometimes it's about kind of expanding, taking the blinders off ourselves, and being able to see a greater vista about what's around us. Mm.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest is Christy Nelson. She's the Executive Director for Network for Grateful Living. She was at the Morning Phillip this morning, and she's joining us from Rapid City. And you've written about this, but once you come out of this health crisis and you feel that there are moments where, like, I am going to squeeze the juice out of every day for the rest of my life because I am on, you know, bonus time here. And then that fades because of the culture that we live in, just because that we are human beings. How do you sustain gratitude?
Mm, beautifully put and beautiful question. It's challenging, like it is all things in life, which is why we consider it a practice. A practice is something that you return to over and over again, creating touchstones for our remembrance, for our awareness, something to come back to. So just again, I think starting every day with grateful living practices and ending the days with gratefulness, those are really important moments, kind of hallmark moments for how we can impact our days. And then throughout the day, just remembering, is keeping that perspective. It could be otherwise. Wow, this life is so poignant. Life is so precious, fleeting. None of us know, you know, when that year is going to be on our gravestone, when the dash, what's the year that's going to be after the dash? What's the day? What's the month? We have no idea. And yet we walk through our lives so often half asleep, half awake, not tuned into the preciousness of life. And so I guess that's my deepest longing and what I try to remember in my own life and impart to other people is, let's not forget. Let's not squander this gift. And if today is all we have, you know, fill it up, use it up, show up fully. Don't put things off. And that poignancy is actually really, really important because it's the truth. And so I think that remembering to live inside that place and keeping perspective, those are things that help us remember, because forgetting is also completely normal and natural. And then remembering to remember is also what we have to do as well.
Let's talk about practice then. Are there types of practice, ways to engage in gratitude practice that are specific and actionable for listeners to sort of start in their own lives to increase their capacity for gratefulness?
I think one of the great places to start is actually with our body. Mm-hmm. The body is just stunningly miraculous. And I remember Jon Kabat-Zinn saying, as long as you are breathing, there is more right with your body than wrong with your body. Hmm. And he said this to a room of people like myself, you know, with stage 4 cancer and in pain and dealing with all kinds of intractable health issues and chronic health issues. It's the truth. As long as you're breathing, you're still alive. And so remembering at all times, so in the morning, you know, when you wake up, being thankful for what your body did overnight to keep you here. All your body, without your effort, is keeping you breathing and is keeping your heart pumping and is keeping your systems working. And this is something that's a level playing field for all of us as long as we're alive, is there's more right with us than wrong with us. But we tend to take it for granted, or we tend to focus on the things that creak and moan and that don't work and the things that are bothersome.
Do you find that writing strategies and gratitude lists, or finding a partner to kind of go through this with someone, is that useful?
Oh yeah, I think wherever you are is the right place to start, and the people who you're with are the right people to start with. So the people with whom we work, they are some of our best people with whom to express appreciation and gratitude, and certainly keeping a journal, they found, is really helpful. There's lots of scientific backup for this stuff. So we have, you know, on our website, we have free online journals and we have free e-cards that people can send each other to express appreciation. And there's lots of rituals which can punctuate your day. And I think the big thing is just keeping that kind of sense of thank you alive in our awareness, a sense of appreciation wherever we go, that we're really not just looking for what isn't working, because that's such a conditioned response to life, isn't it? Like, what could be better? What could be more? The grass is greener. To what is working and what is magnificent and what is blessing my life right now and what is enough in my life right now? So those are questions that we continually ask ourselves, and that's a daily practice. Hmm.
Christy Nelson, Executive Director for Network for Grateful Living. The website is gratefulness.org. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Christy. We really appreciate your time.
Lori, thank you.